John, you control the slides on me, right? So yeah, I think you know when I mention it, then you just have to make sure you're on the right page, yeah?
陈总会帮助来做这 slide.
First of all, it's good to see you all.
第一呢，先很高兴又见到大家。
And I'm only here once every 2 months.
我只是在这里每2月一次。
So that means every year I'll see you 6 times about.
所以呢，一算算数，一年只见大家6次面。
Hopefully more.
希望能更多的见大家。
Because the prayer meeting this coming Saturday is for everybody.
这个星期六马上来的星期六是一个祷告聚会，是每个人都可以参加的。
Okay. Now this year's theme for our church.
今年的主题呢？
And therefore in our prayer meeting we mention it every time.
所以每一次我们在祷告聚会都要重复的讲。
It's about restoration.
是恢复。
And it's about taking back control.
然后是夺回主权。
You know, the only time we can take back control in the spiritual realm.
就只有一个机会，我们从在灵里面拿回我们的主权。
Is when God is in control of our lives.
是当神管理我们生命的时候。
Is when we submit to God fully.
也是我们把我们全部交给神的时候。
And that is something that we all need to learn.
也是我们每个基督徒都要学习的。
Amen. You know, I've been a Christian for over 30 years now.
我已经做基督徒30多年了。
And you know, there are struggles in different, you know, at different times.
有时候有挣扎和挑战。
You know, every time we have to submit to the Lord.
但每一次我们把自己要全部的交给主。
It's because, right, there is no way that we are able to overcome.
因为没有任何的能力我们可以凭自己能够来得胜。
You know, unless God empowers us.
除非神给我们能力。
Amen. So, you know, the Bible clearly says,
因为圣经就清楚地告诉我们,
it is not by our might nor by our power.
不是靠我们的能力，也是不靠我们的体力。
It is by the Holy Spirit.
是by圣灵的能力。
Right, today I'd like to share with you a message on total forgiveness.
今天我要给大家宣讲的题目呢是完全的赦免。
Okay, so not only we have forgiveness,
不仅我们有赦免,
but we have total forgiveness.
我们有完全的赦免。
All because Jesus paid the price in full.
是因为耶稣基督配上了全部的代价。
He did not pay part of it.
他不是付了一部分的代价。
But he paid in full.
但是他付了全部的代价。
It's just like if you have a debt in your life.
就好像你的生命中有一个欠债，欠物的债务。
You know, you owe millions of pounds.
你可能欠上百万的英镑。
And then someone comes along.
有个人来了。
And he paid your debt in full.
他替你付上，还了所有的债。
I don't know about you.
我不知道你。
I'll be really, really happy.
若是我的话，我会非常的开心。
You know, I am really happy.
我是非常非常的开心。
Amen. You know, in the Bible,
你知道吗？在圣经里面,
Romans chapter 3 verse 23 says,
在罗马书三章。
The first verse here says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
在上面说,世人都犯了罪,缺乏了神的荣耀。
All of us.
全部的人。
That includes every single human being.
是包括了所有的人类,每一个人。
You know, God made us in His image.
神是凭着他的形象造人。
You know, we are people who are supposed to be reflecting God.
我们应该有神的荣美。
In our behavior.
在我们的行为,
in our words,
在我们说的话语,
in our thinking,
在我们的脑子思想,
you know, we are supposed to be reflecting God, our Creator.
我们应该把神的荣耀彰显出来,
and yet we have all fallen.
但是我们每个人都失败,
you know,
衰败,
without exception,
没有任何的例外,
the Bible says, for all have sinned.
圣经说我们每个人都犯了罪。
And then verse 10 says, there is no one righteous, not even one.
第四节说, 没有一人, 连一个也没有。
Wow. So when God in heaven,
就说在神在天堂,
He looks down on this earth,
当他往下看地上的人的时候,
the Bible says he can't even find a single person.
他不能找到一个人,
who is righteous,
是义人,
you know, but thank God.
但是感谢赞美主。
You know, the in verse 24, this is what it says.
在那个经文的第24节,
is that all are justified freely by His grace, through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus.
如今却蒙神的恩典, 因耶稣基督的救赎,
justified freely.
就是完全的,
you know, freely, that is God's grace.
这个是神的恩典。
That is good news.
这是一个好消息。
Do you agree?
你同意吗？
You know, we were bound.
我们每个人都被捆绑着。
You know, we were sinners.
我们每个人都是罪人。
We could not save ourselves.
我们没有办法救自己。
And yet God sent His Son Jesus.
但是神却送了他的独生子耶稣基督。
You know, that is the greatest grace that you can ever receive.
这是一个最伟大的恩典，是我们可以领受的。
And that is God's Son Jesus Christ.
这是神的儿子耶稣基督。
You know, sin is devastating.
你知道罪是一个破坏性的。
Right, and then Romans chapter 6 verse 23 says,
在这个罗马书六章二十三节，
It says, for the wages of sin is death.
说因为罪的工价乃是死。
The wages of sin is death.
罪的工价乃是死。
You know, that means it's right, it's serious.
也就是说这是很严重的事情。
We are supposed to be punished to death.
我们本来是应该被惩罚到死的。
And then the God's word says,
但是神的话语说,
it said, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
但我有神的恩典在我们的主耶稣基督那里。
Wow, that is good news.
这是一个好消息。
You know, God knows how to save us.
神知道如何的来拯救我们每一个人。
Jesus came.
耶稣基督来了。
And He gave His life for us.
他摆上了自己的生命为我们
from sin.
从罪里面拯救我们
so the price of sin is the death penalty.
所以罪的代价是死罪
you know, in this world, many countries do not have death penalties anymore.
你知道在现在很多国家都已经没有死罪死刑的说法
you know, in the Middle East,
在这个中东
almost all those countries, they have the death penalty.
那些国家还有现在所谓的死刑。
Even China has death penalty.
就算中国现在也还是有死刑的。
And not many people want to live in those countries.
很多人都不愿意住在那样的国家。
And that's why many people want to migrate into another country.
所以那里的人很想去移民到其他国家。
You know, the United Kingdom is one of them.
所以英国是其中的一个国家。
You know, we don't have the death penalty in this country.
在英国呢就没有死刑的说法。
You know, the most you can have is life imprisonment.
然后最严重的就是把你一生的放在监狱里面。
And yet when they send people, right, to life imprisonment,
就算呢当时他要把你要永远的放在监狱里的时候呢
and on good behavior,
但是如果你有好的行为
they could be out of prison.
你就可以被释放。
You know, they can be given another chance.
他会给你另外一个机会。
But God is the one who is given this chance.
但是是神给予我们一个机会。
You know, we need to treasure it.
我们应该珍惜这个机会。
Amen. Thank God, Jesus paid the price for us.
感谢耶稣为我们付上了代价。
Now, I want us to now read a passage of scripture in the Gospel of Mark.
我现在请让大家一起在马可福音读一串经文。
It describes how Jesus died for us.
这里面描述了耶稣基督是如何为我们付上死的代价。
So in the Gospel of Mark chapter 15.
所以在马可福音呢第十五章三十三节。
We're going to read from verse 33 to verse 47.
我们呢从三十三节要读到四十七节。
Okay, let's read it with details.
让我们一起大家来读的细节。
Now at noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon.
从午正到深初，遍地都黑暗了。
This is describing when Jesus was on the cross.
这里在讲当耶稣基督已经被钉上十字架的时候。
By noon, he's been on the cross for 3 hours already.
在正午的时候他已经被在十字架上钉了三个小时
But then all of a sudden,
然后突然之间
you know, 3 hours on the cross,
三小时在十字架上
darkness came to this earth.
黑暗突然到遍地
you know, what could cause, right, the earth to all of a sudden go dark?
什么能让这个地变得全部的黑暗呢
Now we know, right, no amount of cloud can actually shadow the sun.
我们知道没有任何能没有那么多的乌云能把整个阳光挡住。
Sometimes we get dark clouds.
有时候咱们有些黑云。
But we still get you know, brightness.
但是我们还能看见。
Right? And yet when Jesus was on the cross,
当耶稣基督在十字架的时候
God must have sent, right? In other words, a planet bigger than the earth.
就说神在送了一个地毯。
You know, that actually come across, you know, in between the sun and the earth.
也就是说在这个太阳跟地之间中间隔开了地板
and then obscure the sun completely
这样的把阳光整个都遮盖了。
For 3 hours,
三个钟头。
You know we've experienced right a total eclipse of the sun in the past.
你有没有尝试过遇到过当时有月有太阳的有月食整个被没有发光。
But it only lasts for a few minutes.
但是呢，整个过程只有三四分钟的样子。
But on this occasion,
但是在这件事情上
，it lasted 3 hours.
整整三个多小时。
You know they did not have electricity.
那个时候没有电。
They could not just switch on the light and then you get light.
他没有办法把电打开关打开，灯就亮了。
You know it was total darkness.
在那个时候是完全的黑暗。
That also represented the spiritual realm.
这里呢也是预表了当时在灵里面的世界。
You know darkness represented the devil.
这个黑暗代表了魔鬼。
You know the devil was in control in those hours.
在那个时候，魔鬼他控制着当时的情况。
And then verse 34 says, and at 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out in a loud voice.
在这里三十四节伸出的时候，耶稣大声的喊着说
，Alo, Alo, lama sabachthani, which means, my God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
这里面说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我
？So after 3 hours of darkness.
在三个小时的黑暗之后呢
？The Bible says Jesus cried out with a loud voice.
这里面说耶稣基督他喊的哭喊着。
Right, he said, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我
？And in verse 35 says, "When some of those standing near heard this, they said, 'Listen, he is calling Elijah.'"
然后旁边站着人说，有听见的说，看哪、啊，他叫以利亚呢。
And in verse 36, it says, someone ran filled a sponge with wine vinegar, put it on a staff, and offered it to Jesus to drink. Now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to take him down, he said.
有个人跑去把海蓄转满了醋，然后绑在苇子上，送给他喝，说，且等着，看以利亚来不来把他取下。
And in verse 37, it says, with a loud cry, Jesus breathed his last.
耶稣大声喊叫，气就断了。
You know, this is the final cry.
这是最后的一声喊。
You know, if you read another gospel,
如果你读另外一个福音书
，you will realize it's not a cry of defeat.
他，你要知道，他不是喊的一个，他失败了。
You know, it was a cry of victory.
他是一个胜利的喊。
Because Jesus cried, "It is finished."
因为在那里讲得很清楚，耶稣说。完成了。
The price has been paid in full.
这个代价已经完全被付满了。
And that is good news for us.
这是对我们来说好的消息。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And in verse 38, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom.
殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半。
And when the centurion who stood there in front of Jesus saw now he died, he said, "Surely this man was the Son of God."
对面站着百夫长，看见那耶稣这样喊叫断气，就说：“这人真的是神的儿子。”
The centurion was a non-believer.
这里面那个百夫长是一个不信主的人。
You know, he was not a believer.
他不是一个信主的人。
And yet, he was a witness of how Jesus died.
但是他却看着耶稣，见证了耶稣如何死亡。
And his conclusion was.
然后他的最后的一个总结结论。
Jesus was indeed the Son of God.
耶稣基督真的是神的儿子。
Why did he come to that conclusion?
他为什么有这样的一个评断呢
？It's because he had never seen anybody die like that.
因为他一生没有看过任何人像耶稣这样死去。
He has executed many people.
他已经以前钉十架钉了很多人。
He has seen so many people crucified and died.
他已经看了太多人在十字架被钉死。
But he had never seen a person die like that.
但是他从来没有看过耶稣基督这样的。
Even right at the last minute,
就算在最后的几分钟
，he could cry out with a loud voice.
他可以还有力量大声的喊出声音。
You know, and then he gave up his spirit.
然后他把他的灵交上。
You know, truly, he said.
然后他说，真的是。
Then he was the Son of God.
他是神的儿子。
And in verse 40 says, some women were watching from a distance.
还有些妇女远远的观看。
Among them were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, the younger and of Joseph, and Salome.
内中有摩大拉的玛利亚，又有小雅各和约西的母亲玛利亚。 并有撒罗米。
And in verse 41, in Galilee, these women have followed him and care for his needs. Many other women who came up with him to Jerusalem were also there.
就是耶稣在加利利的时候跟随他服侍他的那些人，还有同耶稣上耶路撒冷的好些妇女在那里观看。
Have you noticed something?
你有没有注意到？
You know, the Bible is mentioning all the people around Jesus.
这里面圣经告诉我们有很多人在耶稣附近。
All the names were women.
但是呢，所有的名字看到都是妇女。
Where were the men?
男人去了哪里？
You know, it's just like in the church.
就好像在教会里。
Most people you see.
大部分你看到的
you know, they are women.
都是妇女
they are sisters in Christ.
都是我们的姊妹
That means the women are blessed.
就是说妇女是
被神祝福的 They are faithful to God.
因为是对神他们很信实
More than the men.
比男人还要信实
You know, at the time, the men were actually, right, they were hiding.
在那个时候大部分男人都在躲藏
They were afraid.
他们恐惧害怕
Even Peter, he said before Jesus.
就算彼得门徒他跟耶稣说
You know, wherever you go, I will go.
你去哪儿我也去哪儿
He said, even I will give my life for you, I will die for you.
甚至需要我拿掉我的生命我也为你而死
You know, Peter said it to Jesus.
彼得跟耶稣说
And yet, when Jesus was on the cross,
当耶稣上了十架之后
Peter was nowhere to be seen.
然后彼得就看不到了
Okay, 43, 42. It was preparation day. That is the day before the Sabbath. So as evening approached,
然后在那个时候呢，是这个四十二、四十三节，是这个一个是一个准备的时间。
Joseph of Arimathea, a prominent member of the council who was himself waiting for the kingdom of God, went boldly to Pilate and asked for Jesus' body.
到了晚上，因为是预备日，就是安息日的前一日，有亚里马大的约瑟前来，他是尊贵的义士，也是等候神国的。他放胆进去见比拉多，求耶稣的身体。
Thank God there was a man who appeared later on.
感谢赞美主，最后有一个男人出现了。
And that's when Jesus actually died.
是耶稣基督死后。
And he wanted the body of Jesus.
他想要耶稣的尸体。
And then Pilate went and was surprised to hear that he was already dead. Summoning the centurion, he asked him if Jesus had already died.
比拉多很诧异，耶稣已经死了，便叫百夫长来，问他耶稣死了久不久。
When he learned from the centurion that it was so, he gave the body to Joseph.
即百夫长得知实情，就把耶稣的尸首赐给约瑟。
So Joseph bought some linen cloth.Took down the body, wrapped it in the linen, and placed it in a tomb cut out of rock. Then he rolled a stone against the entrance of the tomb.
约瑟买了细麻布，把耶稣取下来，又用细麻布裹好，安放在磐石中凿出来的坟墓里，又捆过来一块石头，挡住了墓门。
Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, saw where he was laid.
摩大拉的玛利亚和约西的母亲玛利亚都看见安放他的地方。
You know, the women were following Jesus.
我们就是刚才看到妇女一直在跟随耶稣。
Even after he died.
在耶稣基督死后，他们也在跟随。
You know, they paid particular attention where the body was going to be laid.
他们想找到耶稣基督要被在哪个地方被埋葬呢
？So thank God for the women.
这是感谢主为这些妇女们。
Amen. So how Jesus paid the price for us?
所以耶稣基督如何为我们付上代价呢
I want to have a look at this question.
我想问大家这个问题
How did he pay the price for our sins?
他是如何为我们付的代价呢
You know, Jesus actually died on the cross.
我们知道耶稣基督是在十架上为我们而死
You know, even today there are a lot of debate.
就算在现在很多争论
Debate about the death of Jesus.
在讲耶稣基督的死亡
you know, whether he really actually died on the cross.
就是争论他是不是耶稣真的在十字架上死的呢
And sometimes you hear people say,
有时候你听到有人说
you know, that Jesus did not really die.
耶稣其实没有真的死了
you know, he could not have died.
他肯定还没死
It's because no one can die that soon on the cross.
但是因为没有人能像他一样的世界上这么快就死掉
you know, so, they are,Rumors around.
所以当时有很多在后面的一些争论，还有一些小闲话。
But these are lies.
但这些都是谎言。
But unfortunately, there are many people who believe the lie.
但是呢，还有很多人相信这些谎言。
Even when Jesus was resurrected,
就算是当耶稣基督他复活的时候
，You know the soldiers right went in to see the priests.
你知道吗？这些士兵去看那个大祭司。
And they went and told the Pharisees.
然后呢，他跟那些法利赛人讲。
Do you know what happened?
你知道发生什么事？
Now we have a look. Right, this is recorded in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28.
这个是在马太福音二十八章有讲。
Chapter 28, verse 11 says.
在这里面十一节是这么说的。
While the women were on their way, some of the guards went into the city and reported to the chief priests everything that had happened.
他们去的时候，看守的兵几个进城了，将所经历的事都报给了祭司长。
When the chief priests had met with the elders and devised a plan, they gave the soldiers a large sum of money.
祭司长和长老聚集商议，就拿许多银两给丁兵说。
You know, this, they are supposed to be right, the priests representing the people before God.
其实呢，这些所谓的这些祭司长应该是为人民代表在神的面前的。
These are the people who supposed to know God.
这些应该是认识神的人。
And yet when they heard about Jesus being resurrected,
当他们听到耶稣基督复活了
，they said they devised a plan.
所以他们就开始搞了个计策。
You know they did not believe the truth.
他们不相信真理。
So how do we come up with a plan?
他说我们如何来做一个
计策 so that no one would believe that Jesus actually died and actually rose from the dead
这样就没有人相信耶稣真的其实死了而死里复活了
all the soldiers were witnesses
这些所有的士兵都是见证人、啊、
they saw what happened
他们看了整个经过
how do we shut their mouth
他是怎么他说怎么让这些士兵能闭嘴不说呢
their plan was
他们的计划是
to give these soldiers a large sum of money
然后呢，给这些士兵一大笔钱。
That is corruption.
就是一种后受贿受贿。
You know when we say money talks, right?
就是有时候说我们说钱能说话。
Money can also shut people's mouth.
钱也能让人不说话。
You know this is exactly what the chief priests and the elders did.
这就是在这里是这里的祭司长还有长官他们的决定。
And then after they gave them a large sum of money.
在之后呢，他们给了他们那个钱的时候呢。
And this is what they said to the soldiers.
这是他们跟士兵是这样说的。
So verse 13, telling them, you are to say, his disciples came during the night and stole him away while you were asleep.
你们要这样说，夜间我们睡觉的时候，他的门徒来把他偷走了。
So the soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed, and this story has been widely circulated among the Jews to this.Very day,
兵丁受了银钱，就照所吩咐的去行。这话传说在犹太中间，直到今日。
You know, people can be corrupted easily.
你知道吗？人可以被很简单的被收买。
You know, if we are working for money,
如果我们是为了钱而
活，you are looking for trouble.
你就寻找麻烦。
Because one day when somebody offer you some money.
有一天有人给你很多钱的时候
you know, they will be able to control you.
他们拿钱可以控制你
Amen? So we must be in submission to God all the time.
所以我们要其实完全的遵行神
You know what the Bible says concerning the death of Jesus? Let's look at that.
我们看一下圣经是如何讲耶稣基督的死亡的
Right? I need to go back to verse 44. That is the next slide anyway.
我们看一下下一个幻灯。
Alright, so Pilate was surprised to hear that he was already dead. Summoning the centurion, he asked him if Jesus had already died.
这里面说，比拉多诧异耶稣已经死了，便叫百夫长来问他耶稣死了久不久。
So Pilate heard that Jesus died already.
所以比拉多听到耶稣已经死了吗
？You know, when he heard that, he was surprised.
他听了以后觉得太吃惊了。
But then he wanted to make sure.
所以他想确认一下。
So how did he make sure that Jesus has indeed died?
他是怎么去确认耶稣基督真的死了呢
？So he called for the centurion.
所以他就把当时负责的百夫长叫来。
You know the centurion was in charge of the execution.
百夫长就是负责把耶稣基督钉十字架钉死的人。
And then the centurion told him.
所以百夫长就来跟他说
，Jesus indeed is dead.
百夫长。就跟那个比拉多说，他真的死了。
You know, if the centurion told a lie,
如果百夫长说了谎话，
right, he will be in severe punishment.
会有一个很严重的惩罚。
You know, he will be punished.
他会被惩罚。
There will be consequences.
就是说，有撒谎是有一个结果。
Yeah, so the centurion knew what happened.
所以这个百夫长知道会发生什么。
He confirmed it with Pilate.
所以他就再次的跟比拉多确认。
Yes, Jesus indeed is dead.
是的，耶稣真的死了。
And then in verse 45.
在第四十五节。
Right, when he learned from the centurion that it was so, he gave the body to Joseph.
从百夫长得知实情，就把基督的尸首赐给了约瑟。
Joseph, a believer of Jesus.
约瑟是一个信徒。
You know, this man was a Pharisee.
他是一个法利赛人。
You know, but he wasn't, you know, open about his faith.
但是呢，他没有完全的打开自己的信心。
But nevertheless, he believed in Jesus.
但是呢，最后他是信耶稣的。
And when Jesus died,
当耶稣死了，
he had the courage to walk forward and then ask for the body of Jesus.
他有了这个勇气，他敢走出来问比拉多要耶稣的尸首。
Because he wanted to honor God.
因为他想把他想来荣耀这个神。
By giving Jesus a good burial.
给一个耶稣一个很好的葬礼。
You know, he was a rich man.
他是一个有钱人。
You know, he already planned for his burial.
他已经为自己安排了以后的葬礼。
This is his own burial.
这是他自己的葬礼。
So when you are, if you are rich, okay?
如果你有钱的话。
You know, many rich people do this.
你知道吗？世上有很多有钱的。
So before you die,
在你要死之前。
You know, you already bought a place, right, for your future burial.
你已经买了那块墓地，为你不是你尸体被埋葬。
So you instruct your family.
所以你跟你的家人说。
So one day if I die.
有一天如果我死了。
Right, make sure you bury me in this place.
你要确保把我埋葬在这个地方。
You know, for Chinese, right, it's obviously about feng shui.
在中国人来讲是关于风水。
So we'll go up into the mountain.
我们会跑到那个山顶。
You know, typical Chinese.
然后一个真正的中国人呢？
You know, I came from background which is quite superstitious.
你知道吗？我从一个有充满这个封建迷信的中国背景。
Where we used to live.
在我以前住的地方。
It was actually right below the hills, below the mountain.
是在山下面，比山低。
And every of our ancestors.
所有的我们的以前的祖先。
When they died.
当他们死的时候。
You know, they go up into the mountain.
他们到山顶。
And that's why every year, twice a year.
所以呢，每年两次。
As a young person.
作为一个年轻人。
You know, I used to walk up those mountains, right, just to worship those ancestors.
你知道吗？我曾经爬到山顶，就是为了能够来敬拜我的祖先。
My ancestors already planned where they're going to be buried.
我的祖先已经做了提前的准备，在哪里他们的身首要被埋葬。
And I'm not saying why you need to do that. You don't need to do that at all.
我不是在鼓励大家去做这个事情，我提醒大家你
不要做。Now this man Joseph was a rich man.
这个约瑟是个很有钱的人。
He bought a good place for his own burial.
他买了一个很好的风水很好的地方为自己的葬。
And yet when Jesus died,
但是他看到耶稣。
He really wanted to honor God.
他想来。他来尊卑尊崇。
So he gave up his own burial place.
他把自己所埋葬的地方交出来。
He offered it to Jesus.
把他提供给耶稣。
That was a good man.
这是一个很好的人。
Right, even though he was a bit secret about his faith.
虽然他之前他是一个很隐藏自己的信心。
The only reason why this why Pilate was gave this man the body of Jesus.
这当时呢是比拉多为什么会把这个尸体给他呢？
It's because Jesus was a dead person.
因为耶稣是一个真正已经死了。
Jesus became a corpse.
耶稣已经变成了一个尸体。
Okay, so Jesus actually died for us.
所以在这里就说耶稣是真的已经为我们死
了。 You know, when we talk about death,
你知道当我们当讲死亡的时候，
What does it mean to die?
你要想一想这个死亡是什么意思呢？
You know, many people in this world,
你知道很多在这个世上的人，
you know, through their education,
通过我们的教育，
you know, they've been drummed in life from when they are young.
他们从小在打鼓。
They, you know, this is a phrase, right? Another one, you know, they've been hit all the time, right, into their brain.
哦，就是每次都是
spoken into their brain.
然后每次被别人教导到他的脑子里面。
You know, they've been taught very young, right? You know, we are an evolved being.
就告诉我们是进化来的。
They've been taught about evolution.
我们被他们被讲，我们是进化变成人的。
You know, we became one thing become another.
也就是从一个从变成另外一个。
You know, from nothing to something.
从什么都没有变成。
That means we are worthless.
也就是说，我们是没有价值的。
You know, we are worth nothing.
我们是没有任何的价值。
So when you die,
当你死了以后呢
？You just disappear.
你就消失了。
If that is the case.
如果是真的话
，Life is not worth living.
是生命没有任何意义去活的。
Because there are more bad days than good days.
因为有是在是我们活的时候，
you know,
有很多不好的时候。
There are more tough days, right, than sad days and happy days.
在我们世上，我们经历很多不开心的日子，比我们的。
You know why do you want to go through life?
为什么你还要这样活着呢
？It's because something inside of us.
是因为我们里面有的东西。
You know there must be something.
但是一定有一个东西。
You know, when I die, there is a place to go.
当我死的时候，我要去一个地方。
You know, that's why many people prepare the funeral.
所以很多人他们准备自己的葬礼。
And for Chinese, we would then I say to our children.
所以呢，我们就中国人就会告诉我们的孩子。
You know, after I die,
如果我去世
，you make sure every year,
你要确保每一年
，you will burn this and burn that to me.
你要为我要烧纸烧这个烧那个烧那个给我提供
We burn so many things
我们烧了很多东西
We burn money
我们烧钱
paper money
纸钱
paper cars
纸
paper houses
纸房
You know whatever you like you can burn it and then he'll receive it
不管你喜欢什么只要把它烧了就是你就收到了
You know if that is the case
如果这是真实的话
It doesn't matter what you do in this world
你在这个世上做什么都好
As long as there are people after you who will burn things to you when you are dead
只要你在确保你在死后有人为你烧烧纸的时候
，But that isn't the truth.
但是这真的不是真理。
Amen. Death is not like going to another place and hope you know they will be okay.
并不是说你从这个地方换到另外一个世界那就变好了。
You know, when you die, we in the Chinese phrase we say we pass away.
这当我们就说死亡的时候，中国人讲我们过世。
Okay, we pass away.
我们过世
What passed away?
什么是过世
You passed away.
是你过世
Right? It's your spirit that passed away from your body.
是说你的灵从你的身体出来了
A separation takes place.
就是一个分离发生了
Amen? So a separation, right? That takes place. Our spirit departs from our body.
就说我们的灵离开了我们的身体
We depart from this world.
我们从这个世界离开
And everything else.
还有其他所有的东西。
You know, the Bible says we came with nothing.
圣经告诉我们，我们来的时候什么都没有。
Right? Everyone come naked. We weren't dressed, were we?
我们从出生的时候都是裸体。
And one day when we depart,
但是那天我们离开世上的时候
，we will depart naked.
我们也是如此的离开。
We don't own anything.
我们什么都带不走。
You know, you cannot take anything away.
你什么都带不走。
And that is the truth.
这是真理。
You know, non-believers when they depart.
你知道吗？当不信主的人，当他们离开的
时候 ，they will depart from God's presence.
他们要离开神的同在。
Right into a place of waiting.
然后去到一个等候的地方。
Waiting for the final judgment.
去等候最后的审判。
And that's when Jesus comes again.
这是耶稣基督要再来的日子。
You know when Jesus comes，
你说当耶稣基督来的时候
，It's not something to be afraid of。
我们不需要惧怕。
As a believer，
对于一个信主的人
，As a Christian，
作为基督徒
，We are longing for that day。
我们渴慕的基督的再回来。
It's because when He comes，
因为当他来的时候
，He will restore everything。
他要恢复所有的东西。
Amen。But as unbelievers。
但是作为一个不信主的人
，You know, as sinners，
作为一个罪人
，You know, you need to be fearful，
你要害怕
，Okay? So we need to be engaged with God all the time。
所以我们要跟神要保持关系，很好的关系。
You know, they will go to another place without God for eternity。
他们要去一个地方，没有神是永远的在那里。
You know, that is something that nobody wants to be。
是一个地方，没有一个人愿意去的。
But on the other hand。
但是在另外一边呢
，As believers, as Christians,
作为信徒，作为基督徒
，When we die,
当我们过世
，We pass away,
我们离开
，And we enter into the presence of God,
我们到了神的同在当中。
You know a very famous evangelist,
你知道吗？有一个很出名的一个传福音的人
，Called Billy Graham,
叫 Billy Graham.
Okay, anybody heard of Billy Graham?
有没有人听过这个 Billy Graham?
Right, he was a God used him to preach the gospel.
神使用这个人来传讲他的福音。
He went to many countries.
他去过很多的国家。
They estimated that he preached to at least over 200 million people.
他们有些人做过一些简单的统计说他有给超过200多万的人传福音。
Over 200 million people. That's a lot of people.
是很多很多的人。
Okay, and yet, right, he said to the people.
但是呢他跟那些人说
is that one day when you read on the newspaper headlines,
有一天呢你在读这个在看新闻看报纸的时候
you know, he said that the tabloid would say, Billy Graham died.
你可能会看到题目是说 Billy Graham 去世了。
He said, don't believe it.
你说你不要相信他。
Right? It's only I have changed my address from this address to the address in heaven, he says.
说是其实我没有离开我只是换了一个地址从地上地址回到天上的地址
so don't believe it.
所以不要相信这个事情
you know, that is our hope.
这是我们的希望
and that is where we stand.
这是我们所站的地方
we are not afraid of dying.
我们不害怕死亡
it's because we know what is going to happen.
因为我们知道要发生什么
but hopefully
但是希望
it will be a day.
但是希望有一天
when we have done what God has asked us to do on this earth,
我们已经完成了神让我们在这里做的使命。
So when we see Jesus,
当我们看到基督的时候
He will say, you are good and faithful servant.
他会说你是一个良善的仆人。
Come into the joy of your Lord.
来吧，来参加到我们当中。
Amen. We will all see Jesus one day.
我们都要看到耶稣的一天。
You know, if Jesus doesn't come right before we die.
如果耶稣基督在我们去世之前还没来
we will enter into his presence.
我们要进到他的同在当中
What is he going to say to you?
他会跟你说什么呢
We need to make sure.
我们要确保
You know, when he speaks to us,
当他跟我们说的时候
there will be two words, good, faithful.
他会跟你说良善
right?
好的仆人
good, faithful.
好的良善的仆人
You know, it takes courage sometimes.
这个时候要用我们的勇气
Sometimes it takes determination.
有时候要做我们的决心。
But we must remain faithful to God.
但是呢，我们要确保我们是对神信实的。
It's because He is faithful to us.
因为是他一直对我们信实。
Amen. So thank God.
所以感谢主。
You know, Jesus paid the price.
耶稣基督付上完全的代价。
Okay, now there is a verse of scripture I'd like to read.
这里面有一段经文，我愿意让想
读给大家。Verse 37 and 38, this is what it says.
37-38节。
That with a loud voice, a loud cry, Jesus breathed his last.
在这里说，耶稣大声喊叫，气就断了。
When he cried out, something happened.
当他喊的时候，有些事情发生了。
The Bible says in verse 38, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom.
然后圣经告诉我们，殿里的幔子从上。到下裂成两半。
This is in right a temple.
这是一个像教堂的一个。
When Jesus was hanging on the cross,
是个会堂。当耶稣基督在钉在十字架的时候。
The Bible says when he breathed his last.
当他最后呼吸里把气吐出来。
The last breath of Jesus.
最后的一次呼吸。
After his last breath.
最后他呼出的一口气。
After his last cry.
最后的一次呼喊。
Something dramatic happened.
有一些事情突然间巨大的发生
了。If you go to the next slide,
如果你去下一个经文
you see a picture.
你看到这个那
个。Right? This is actually in the temple.
这是在会堂里面。
You know, the temple is the dwelling place of God.
你知道这个圣殿是神所居住的地方。
And in the temple, there are different compartments, different rooms.
在圣殿里有很多房间。
You see the people standing on this side.
你看到在这边站的人。
Those are the priests.
这些是那些祭司。
They serve God in the temple.
他们在圣殿里面在服侍神。
Does he need some water? Can somebody give him some water? Okay. So the priests actually, right? They were actually what you call in the holy place.
这个是他所讲的是一个。是圣洁的地方
right? And then there is another room which is separated by a big curtain.
在它中间呢被这个幔子所隔开
right? That curtain separates God from the people.
这个呢是把 人跟神分开。
You know that curtain, right? It's about 1 inch thick. 1 inch thick, very thick curtain.
你知道吗？这个幔子有一寸这么厚，很厚的幔子。
Right, and it's about 60 feet long high.
大概有六码那么高。
You know, we are looking at about 30 feet high here.
我们在这看，大概有30码这么高。
Right, 30 or 40 feet, but this is 60 feet high.
就是说要比我们的屋顶还要高一倍这么高的幔子。
You know, massive curtain.
很大的一个幔子。
That separates the presence of God, the glory of God, from the people.
他是把神的荣耀和同在从人旁边隔开。
And yet, when Jesus cried his last cry,
当耶稣基督喊出最后的声音的时候，
something happened in the temple.
在这个殿，在圣殿里面发生了事情。
That curtain split from the top to bottom.
从那个幔子的顶端到下面裂开。
Now tell me who is able to split that curtain from top to bottom.
我想问大家，谁可以有这个能力把这个幔子从上往下撕开呢？
How many people is 60 feet tall?
有多少人有那么高呢？
Even if you are 60 feet tall,
就算你有那么高，
are anyone like strong enough to tear an 1 inch thick curtain?
有多少人有这个能力能把有一寸厚的幔子这样撕开？
It's impossible.
是不可能发生的事情。
But that means when Jesus died on the cross,
就说当耶稣基督在十字架死的时候，
He paid the full price for our sins.
他付上了完全的救赎的代价。
That curtain represents separation.
这个幔子代表了隔离，离分离。
Separation from God and us.
是中间把我们跟神和人所分离。
And because Jesus paid the price in full,
因为耶稣基督付上完全的代价。
You know, even that curtain, God said, "I'm going to split it."
就算这么样的一个幔子，神说我要把它分裂。
Because the separation is over,
因为我们跟神之间的隔离已经不结束了。
The price has been paid in full,
代价是完全被付清了。
Amen.
Amen.
So no longer God is trapped into that inner room.
所以呢，神不再是只在至圣所里面。
It's more like God was waiting all these years.
好像是神已经不急的在等待的那一天。
You know, if we come to us,
如果他到我们前面
，we'll be struck dead.
我们每个人都会被
because of our sins.
因为我们的罪。
But it's only when Jesus paid the price in full for our sins.
但是因为耶稣基督付了我们罪的代价
，that God can enter into each one of us, can be with us again.
所以神就可以到我们里面去。
So we need to be thankful.
我们要感谢。
And that's why the Bible says.
这是为什么圣经说
？You know, God does not dwell in buildings anymore.
所以圣经说，神不是在殿里面
，but God dwells with us in our body.
神在我们的身体里，在我们的里面。
And we are the temple of the Holy Spirit.
我们是神的殿。
Amen. You know, in the Old Testament,
在旧约里面
，nobody qualified for that.
没有一个人够资格。
You know, there's nobody, right, who was able to allow God to dwell in the body.
也就是没有一个人可以有这个资格让神住在你里面。
Why is that?
为什么呢
？It's because of our sins.
因为我们的罪。
They were waiting for Jesus to come.
他们在等待耶稣的到来。
The blood of animals could only cleanse them for a period of time.
是动物的一个祭司只会帮助他们有一年的时间。
You know, maximum 1 year.
最多只是持续一年的时间。
But yet, the blood of the lamb represented the blood of Jesus.
但是在那个时候，羔羊的血却预表了耶稣基督的血。
So when Jesus came,
当耶稣基督真的来的时候
，He paid the price.With his own blood,
他用他自己的血为我们付上代价。
We are completely cleansed.
这样我们就完全的被清洁。
Amen. That God can now dwell with us.
所以神可以住在我们里面。
And then through the death of Jesus,
通过耶稣基督死亡
，we now have access to God.
我们可以进入到神里面。
Have you ever thought about it?
你有没有想过这个
？We have access to God.
我们可以进入神的。
We can come to God's presence.
我们可以到神的同在当中去。
Without fear,
没有惧怕。
Amen. You know, as Chinese, right?
你作为中国人
，especially if you still have some sort of knowledge about most of us are classified ourselves as Buddhists.
有很多人会觉得，就可能会有经验说，觉得自己是佛教徒的背景。
So even now, when you visit China,
就算你现在到中国去探访
，Even though China has gone through, right, so many things.
因为中国现在已经变化的变了很多了。
And the communist government got rid of most of the idols.
这个国家的政府已经把很多的偶像都已经清除了。
And yet there are still, right, many Buddhist temples still in China.
但是在中国还是建立还有保留了很多佛教的庙宇。
You know, I visited China quite a few years ago.
你知道吗？在很多年前，我就有一次到中国旅行。
And one day we actually visited the what you call the Garden Palace.
它是一天我到北京首都看了这个
颐
和园。颐和园。
This is where the king would go on holiday.
这就是当时的国王去放假的时候去度假的地方。
So when you walk around that garden.
然后你到那个颐和园里面看一看
You know, there's many buildings in there.
有很多小的房子
And then there's one building that is on the highest point.
只有一个房子是建在一个最高处
And that was the Buddhist temple.
那就是一个佛教的庙
And when people walk up there,
当人呢走上去
Oh, they all reveal, right? You know, this there was a statue in there.
然后每个人都看到哇，那有一个很大的一个雕塑。
You know, all the people, right, whether you, well, most of them, I say, right, they don't, they're not believers of Jesus.
有大部分都说他们不是信耶稣的。
They would know, right, or they would believe when they are there.
但是他们到那里以后他们会相信。
They need to respect Buddha.
他们觉得因为看到那个雕塑的庄严
，Because
他们觉得要尊重他。
They treated Buddha as a god.
因为在那个时候在那个中国人把佛祖当
作。You know, people, right, respect A statue.
就说人他尊重雕塑。
But how much more today we have the living God?
但是我们现在是不是有更多？因为我们有一个复活的神。
You know, the creator of the universe.
是一个宇宙的创造者。
Who made us in his own image.
他是照着自己的形象所造的我们。
You know, we can come into his presence.
我们可以到他的同在里。
You know, and yet, right, we take it for granted.
但是我们好像是觉得不是很好像我觉得无所谓。
Just because we accepted, you know, by God through Jesus.
就是你觉得是我们通过耶稣领受了救恩。
You know, a lot of times, right, we casually come before God.
有时候我们到神的面前是好像是很无所谓的样子。
Without any respect.
没有任何的那种尊重。
Without any reverence.
没有任何的那种尊
重。If unbelievers know how to revere an idol.
就是一个来个不信主的人，他都可以知道如何尊重一个偶像。
How much more a Christian should know how to revere God?
有多少基督徒，我们应该从开始来敬重神。
Amen. We should be thankful.
我们应该改赞美的心。
That we can access God's presence.
我们可以进入神的同在当中。
You know, we can enter into the Holy of Holies.
我们可以进入到至圣所。
You know, in the past, only one person could go in.
在以前只有一个人能进到至圣所。
That was the high priest.
那就是每年那一次的最高的
祭司。And he could only enter once a year.
他也只能一年进去一次。
And yet the Bible tells us.
但是圣经告诉我们。
We can enter into the Holy of Holies.
我们可以进入神的至圣所。
Whenever we want.
随时当我们愿意的时候。
That is a big privilege.
这是一个最大的特权。
Big privilege
是一个最大的特权。
When we know how to enter into the presence of God,
当我们知道如何进到神的同在里的时候
，You know every problem can be resolved.
所有我们的问题都让它解决。
Amen. Thank God.
感谢赞美主。
Thank God for Jesus.
为耶稣为感谢神，感谢耶稣
基督。Have you seen the car sticker and say thank God for Jesus?
我们看到有时候上面写的是。我感谢耶稣，为了感谢耶稣基督。
When I was became a Christian, right, a young believer.
当我刚开始变成基督徒的时候。
When I read that phrase,
当我读这句话的时候。
I couldn't understand it.
我不太理解什么意思。
Why thank God for Jesus?
为什么要为神而感谢耶稣基督呢
？The more I get to know Jesus.
但是当我更加的认识耶稣的时候。
The more I understand why we have to thank Jesus.
我就更加的明白为什么要感谢基督，耶稣基督。
Amen. All of us are growing.
我们每个人在成长。
We need to grow in our knowledge of God.
我们要从那个有更多的认识耶稣基督。
And through the death of Jesus,
通过耶稣基督的死亡
，we have full forgiveness of our sins.
我们有完全的赦免。
Now let me just spend a few minutes, right? What forgiveness is like?
我想花一些时间跟你讲。这个完全的赦免是什么意思
？Most of us use a computer, right?
有很多人我们都是用电脑，对吗？
Right, or even you might use a smartphone.
就现在你可能说我是用这个智能电话。
I don't know whether the smartphone has this, right?
我不是很清楚这个电话有没有这个
功能。But on the computer.
但是呢，在电脑上面呢。
You know, when they program the thing.
当他们做一些程序的时候。
There is called a delete button.
它有一个叫做去除键。
You know, forgiveness is like pressing that delete button.
你知道吗？赦免，我们的赦免就好像是被摁了这个
button,
当你摁了这个就撤销键。
Every record against you is completely deleted.
你所有在电脑里所存的信息都被删除了。
And that is what Jesus done for us.
这是耶稣基督为我们所做的。
He erased all our bad records.
他把我们所有不好的程序的记录全部给删除了。
The records of all our sins, all our wrongdoing.
我们所有做的不好的事，我们所犯的罪。
You know, when we come to God,
当我们到神这里的时候，
when we have done something wrong,
当我们做错的时候，
we can continue, all the records can be destroyed.
所有的这些以前的这些记录都可以被取消。
Forgiveness is like putting dirty clothes into a washing machine.
这个宽恕的意思就好比把三十件衣服放到一个洗衣机里面。
And every day we wear clothes, right? Nobody don't wear clothes.
所以你知道我们每个人都穿衣服对吗
？They get dirty, don't they?
然后衣服会变得脏对吗
？Even if they are not visible.
虽然可能脏是我们看不见的。
If you don't change your clothes.
如果你不改换衣服的话，
you will start to smell.
你起码开始有味道。
You know, there will be things, right? Whether you like it or not.
就可能说你不管你喜不喜欢，
your clothes will get dirty.
你的衣服会变得脏。
You know, but God said.
但是神说，
you know, even when you get dirty,
就算是你变得肮脏，
I'm going to clean you up every day.
我可以每天都会清洁你。
So when we come to God every day,
我们每天到神的面前的时候，
God continue to give us forgiveness.
每一天在不定不断的给我们宽恕。
And that's why the Bible said when we fellowship with Jesus,
这是为什么圣经说当我们跟神团契的时候，
His blood continuously cleanses us.
他的宝血不停的在洗净我们。
So the key is fellowship with Jesus.
所以这个最重要是我们要与耶稣基督在团契。
You know, forgiveness is like footprints right on the beach.
就那还有就是说饶恕就好像是我们在沙滩上所踩的脚印。
You know, on the beaches, right? You know, it's supposed to be very smooth.
就说在沙滩上应该是干干净净什么都没有的。
And yet we all like to, you know, walk on the beach.
但是我们都喜欢在沙滩上跑跑跳跳。
You know, people make a sandcastles.
小孩子喜欢造一个城堡。
You know, we tread around the beach.
然后呢我们可能就在这个沙滩的沿着海边走。
We make a mess of the beach.
然后我们就玩一团糟。
And then when we're tired,
当我们累的时候，
you know, we go back and go to sleep.
然后我们回去就睡觉了。
And you know what happens?
你知道会发生什么事情吗？
When you wake up the next morning,
当你第二天起来的时候，
you go out into the beach and you have a look.
然后你再去到你昨天弄乱的那个沙滩看。
Overnight, the tide comes in.
每一次当这个海浪上来的时候，
the water comes in.
当这水进来的时候，
and then it smooths out all the sand.
它又再一次把那些沙子又弄平了。
And that is what God forgiveness is like.
这就是耶稣基督的宽恕的意思。
God cleans up everything.
所以神可以完全的洗净你。
He smooths all, you know, all the mess that we've made.
他可以洗净我们所有所糟糕的生活。
And also forgiveness is like we are living in drought.
就好像
no rain, no water.
还有一个比喻就是说，当我们在这个受赦免的时候，就好像是我们干渴缺水。
So in the days of drought,
就是说在那个时候，在干旱的时候，
God caused rain to come down.
在干旱的时候，神降雨下来。
You know, many people live in this world.
有很多人都生活在这个。
They are living in drought.
他们就是这样在干旱当中。
Not physically,
不是实际上是外表的一个干旱。
But spiritually,
但是属灵里、心里的干
旱。You know, they're longing for something.
他们在想空虚，想寻找一些。
When they get something,
他们得到一些东西。
It does not satisfy.
他们觉得哈没办法满足自己。
You know, many people think if I get rich, I'll be satisfied.
很多人觉得如果我变得有钱，那我就满足了。
Really?
真的吗
？No, how come there's so many people who are rich and commit suicide?
但是为什么这么很富有的人自杀呢
？If you don't know how to handle money,
如果你不知道如何来处理钱呢
？It actually gives you another bubble.
它可以给你生活一个更大的问题。
You attract a lot of people, right? That are after your money.
你会吸引很多为你只是为了你钱的人到你身边来。
You attract a lot of people who want to rob you.
有很多人他们想骗取你的钱。
But God in His mercy.
但是神是他的怜
悯。You know He wants to, right? In other words, send rain into our lives.
也就是说，他想把雨降在我们的生命当中。
So that when the rain comes, when the water comes,
当这个水、活水和生命和雨水到我们生命当中的时候
，plants will grow.
这个植物就开始
，crops will grow.
庄稼开始丰收
，and then we'll have a harvest.
我们就会有一个丰收的生命。
And then we'll have food to eat.
我们有食物可以吃。
And then we will have life.
我们有生命。
And that is what forgiveness will do to every one of us.
这就是耶稣基督赦免给我们所带来的东西。
And God has given us that freely in Christ Jesus.
而且神是通过耶稣基督白白的给了我们。
So forgiveness releases the sinner.
所以呢，这个宽恕，它就释放了罪人。
You know, it brings healing into our lives.
它也带来了这个医治在我们生命当中。
And forgiveness, right, restores relationships.
赦免它恢复了我们的关系。
It's just like we were alien to God at one stage.
之前我们跟神是陌生的。
In fact, we are enemies of God. The Bible says.
圣经其实讲得更狠，他是说我们是神的敌人。
But when Jesus comes,
当耶稣基督来的时候
，He actually like reconciles us between us and God.
他就来做了一个，他把我们跟神的关系修复了。
He brought us together.
他把我们带到一起。
Amen. What was impossible?
是一个不可能的事情。
Became possible.
成为可能的事情。
And He.Restore our relationship with God.
他恢复了我们跟神的关系。
And that's why Christianity is not a religion.
所以说呢，其实基督的信仰其实不是宗教。
Oh, it is Jesus came to restore us back to God.
是，其实就是基督到这个地上来，把我们跟神的关系修复了。
We originally had a relationship with God.
因为在当初我们跟神是有关系的。
When God created Adam and Eve.
当神创造了亚当夏娃
They were walking with God.
他们是与神行走的
In fellowship with each other.
他们每天都有团契
They talk to each other.
他们交谈
It's only when they sin.
只是他们在犯罪的时候
Right, Adam and Eve went hiding.
亚当夏娃他就开始躲藏了
And that is what sin does.
这就是罪所带来的
Why are they hiding when they sin?
为什么他们犯罪以后要躲藏起来呢
It's because sin brings shame.
因为罪带来了羞辱
And they know it's wrong.
他们知道是错的
and they can't face God anymore.
他们没有脸再看到神
You know, all of us are included.
所以我们每一个人都包括在里面
When we are sin, in sin.
当我们在罪的时候
When we are living in sin.
当我们在罪里面生活的时候
You know, we will live a life of shame.
我们要过着一个觉得和自己
很可耻的生活 And we don't want to come before God.
我们都不敢到面对神
But that's the reason why Jesus came.
这是为什么耶稣基督的到来
？To restore that relationship，
他来修复我们跟神的关系。
And he gives us a new beginning，
给我们一个重新的开始。
A new start，
一个新的开始。
You know, despite our failures，
有很多的失败。
You know, regardless, all right, where we have failed，
不管在哪里我们失败了。
But when if we know how to come before God，
如果我们知道学会怎么到神的面前
，God can give us a new start，
神永远给我们一个新的开始。
You know, in the Old Testament。
你知道吗？在旧约里面
，When people sin against God，
当人对着神犯罪了
，Right? The first thing they have to do, they have to confess their sins.
第一个要做的是，他们要去，就是承认自己犯罪。
Right? Not only that，
不光是这样。
No, they have to make restitution.
他们要找一个
compensation.
他们要做一个补偿。
Right? So if they stolen from people，
假如说他从一个人偷窃
，If they cause harm to people。
他造成对人的伤害
，They have to compensate.
他要补偿别人
，Right? It's not just confess your sins and that's it.
他不说只是说着啊，他承认自己的罪，那就结束了。
You know, there's what you call compensation.
他是我们就先讲的赔偿。
And then before God, they have to offer a sacrifice.
而在神面前，他们要献一个祭。
That sacrifice was there to obtain atonement.
其实这个祭就是说你要做一个赎罪的一个代价。
So there are three, four things here.
所以呢，这里面有四个东西。
Right, three things they could do.
三件事他们可以做。
They can confess.
他们可以承认自己的罪。
They can make compensation.
他们可以做偿还。
They can make the sacrifice.
他们可以做一个祭。
But to atone for their sins.
是为了自己的罪的代价。
That's something they cannot do for themselves.
是只有这一个他们不能为自己而做。
Right, that atonement has to be made by a priest.
这个自己的这个罪的代价必须找一个祭司来帮助
right, or the high priest
或者是一个当时最高的祭司。
And that's why it's important.
这是为什么非常的重要。
You know, when we sin against God,
当我们对着神犯了罪
，there is nothing we can do to actually atone for our sins.
我们不能为自己的罪做任何的祭。
But Jesus came as our high priest.
但是耶稣基督他来是作为我们的祭司。
Right, to finish the message, I want to look at the next verses, which is recorded in Hebrews.
在我要结束今天的讲道，我们该看最后的经文。
Okay, let's pay attention to what it says.
我们来看一下这个希伯来书如何讲。
Now, chapter 9, verse 12 says, He did not enter by means of the blood of goat. This is now Jesus entering into the Holy of Holies. All right?So he did not enter by means of the blood of goats and calves, but he entered the most holy place once for all by his own blood, thus obtaining eternal redemption.
在希伯来书九章十二节说，他并且不用山羊和牛犊的血，乃用自己的血，只一次进入圣所，成为永远赎罪的祭。
What is this scripture talking about?
这个经文在说什么
？So when Jesus died.
当耶稣基督死了呢
？When he was resurrected，
当他复活
，The Bible actually tells us he went into the most holy place。
在圣经里说，他进入了至圣所。
On our behalf，
他是替了我们进了至圣所。
You know the temple, right? The Holy of Holies, the temple on this earth。
你知道那个当时的这个至圣所是在这个地上的一个殿。
All it is a representation。
那个时候只是一个预表。
It represents a temple somewhere else.
它是预表的，在别的地方还有一个殿。
The true temple is in heaven.
真正的殿是在天堂。
All right, that's why verse 24 says.
这是为什么在二十四节是这么说
？So for Christ did not enter a sanctuary made with human hands. That was only a copy of the true one. He entered heaven itself now to appear for us in God's presence.
二十四节。
Verse 24, can we?
24节，因为基督并不是进入人手造的圣所，乃是进入天堂，如今为我们显在神面前。
When did Jesus enter into heaven and offer his blood?
当神进入天堂，他提供自己的宝血。
That's when Jesus was resurrected.
这是当耶稣基督复活的时候。
Do you remember when Jesus, the women, Mary, looking for Jesus?
记不记得当时那个玛利亚在寻找耶稣
？They were looking for Jesus. They couldn't find Jesus.
他在那个墓里找不着耶稣。
You know, they said, "Who is taking my Lord?"
他说是谁把我的耶稣的身体带走
了 ？Somebody is taking my Lord's body.
有人把我们的耶稣的主的身体拿走了。
And then all of a sudden, Jesus appeared to them.
然后突然间。在玛利亚面前，神就耶稣基督彰显了。
Jesus appeared to Mary Magdalene.
他跟那个玛利亚说。
And then when he heard the voice of Jesus.
当他听到这个主的话语。
Or when she recognized the voice of Jesus.
当他认出是主的声音。
She immediately clung to Jesus.
他马上就抓住了神。
But then Jesus said to her.
但是呢，耶稣跟他说。
Don't cling onto me.
不要抓住我。
You know I have not appeared to God yet.
我还没有到神面前呢。
He said, "I'm going to my God and your God."
我要到我的神面前，也就是你的神面前。
I'm going to my Father and your Father.
去到我的父亲，也是你的父亲。
Alright, so don't cling onto me yet.
先不要抓住我不放。
Because he was now representing us as the high priest.
因为在那个时候，他就是成了我们的祭司。
You know, as a high priest, right before they enter into the Holy of Holies.
你知道为作为祭司，在他进入至圣所之前呢
？They have to sanctify themselves.
他们要先把自己要弄干净。
They have to prepare themselves.
他要准备自己。
And Jesus was fully prepared.
耶稣基督是完全已经被准备好
了。But then he did not want anybody to contaminate him.
但是他不希望有人来破坏这个准备工作。
Mary was a sinner.
因为玛利亚还是个罪人。
You know, he was touching Jesus.
他在触摸耶稣。
Jesus said, "Don't touch me yet."
他跟耶稣就跟他说：“不要碰我。”
I need to appear before God.
我要到神的面前。
Right, that's why when Jesus appeared to the disciples.
这是为什么当耶稣在门徒之间彰显的时候。
You know, Jesus said to Thomas, the doubting Thomas, remember?
你记不记得是讲那个多疑的多马？他说
，He did not believe Jesus was resurrected。
他不相信耶稣基督真的复活了。
And then he said to Thomas。
所以他跟这个多马说
，said come put your finger put your hand into my side。
他说，那你拿出你的手指来放到你的这个伤痕里面，我的伤痕里面。
He was inviting Thomas to touch himself, his body。
他其实在邀请多马在碰他的身体。
But previously he wouldn't let Mary touch him。
但是想一想，我刚才讲的，在之前他让玛利亚不要碰他。
That's because by then Jesus already entered into the Holy of Holies in heaven。
因为在原来在耶稣基督在彰显多马之前，他已经去过了
天堂。So he took his blood and he sprinkled his own blood on the mercy seat in heaven。
他已经用自己的宝血洒在了这个约柜那个座在座位上面。
And by one sacrifice，
就用了一次的。
You know。We have eternal redemption.
我们有了永远的救赎。
Jesus save us forever.
耶稣基督拯救我们永远的救
赎。Amen. We are truly saved.
我们完全的真正的已经被拯救。
Nobody paid the price for your sins.
没有人为了你的罪赎。
Except Jesus.
只有耶稣基督。
You know there are many religions in this world.
你知道吗？在世界上有很多的宗教。
But there is only one Savior.
但是只有一个拯救者。
And his name is Jesus.
他的名字就是耶稣基督。
Amen. That changed everything.
这个改变了所有的事情。
You know, on the day when Jesus went into heaven, into the Holy of Holies.
在那一天，当耶稣进入天堂的至圣所。
Everything changed.
所有的事情发生变化。
From that day onwards.
从那天开始。
We have full forgiveness of our sins.
我们有完全的赦免，罪的赦免。
We are fully accepted by God.
我们完全被神所接受领受。
And we can now enter into the presence of God.
我们现在可以进到神的同在当中。
Hallelujah! It's all about God's grace and God's mercies.
真的是完全是神的恩典和他的慈爱。
Right? You know what happened to people who are forgiven?
你知道吗？对那些已经被神赦免的人发
生什么？ Do you believe you are forgiven of your sins?
你现在相信你自己已经被神所赦免吗？
Do you truly believe?
你真的相信吗？
You know, it's important.
你知道吗？这是很重要的。
You know, as a Christian, sometimes we feel that our sins are not forgiven.
你说作为基督徒，你有时候觉得，哎，其实我的罪可能还没有完全被赦免吧。
You know, for somebody who truly believes that sins are forgiven.
你知道吗？作为一个信徒，他完全相信自己罪被赦免呢。
That person will forgive other people as well.
他会赦免他身边的人。
Not only that.
不光是这样。
That person will actually love God.
他会爱神。
You know, remember on one occasion, this is what Jesus said.
你知道吗？有一次，耶稣是这样说的。
He said, "Whoever has been forgiven little loves little."
他说呢，如果人被宽恕一点点，他会爱一点点。
And then he said, "Whoever has been forgiven much loves much."
但是呢，如果他是被宽恕很多的话呢，他会爱的更多。
So your action will tell whether.How much you know you have been forgiven?
也就是在这里说，你的行为可以表现你有多，你觉得自己多少已经被神所原谅、所宽恕。
It's key to our victory.
这是我们得胜的关键。
We all say what we love God.
我们每个人都可以说我爱神。
But the truth is,
但是真理是
，You will never love God the way you want.
你肯定不能像你想那样去爱神。
Unless you truly believe how much you have been forgiven.
除非你真正的知道你已经被神赦免了多少。
It's just like, you know, when we have a massive debt.
就好比说我们有一个很大的一个债。
And somebody tells you, right, your debt has been paid for.
有些人会告诉你，哎，你的债已经被赦免了。
You know, if you truly believe it.
如果你完全的相信。
You will be forever grateful for the person who pay your debt.
你会永远的感恩这个为你付债的人。
And that is exactly how.We should treat Jesus.
这是我们完全一样的，应该是对待我们。
We are grateful and we are thankful before Him.
我们在他的面前，我们感激他。
Amen. We might be challenged.
我们可能会被挑战。
We might be tempted.
我们可能会被，对，就是被试探。
We need to look to Jesus.
在那个时候，我们要抬头看。
You know, Lord, you're the one.
耶稣基督是你。
Who paid the full price?
你为我付上所有的代价。
For my sins.
为了我的罪。
So that today I am forgiven.
所以今天我能得到赦免。
And this is truly the grace of God.
这是完全真正的是神的恩
典。You know when somebody experiences the forgiveness of God.
你知道吗？当人真正的经历过神的赦免。
You know that person's life is forever transformed.
他的生命是完全的改变的。
Do you remember the man, right? This is in the UK, a man called John Newton.
你知道吗？在英国有一个人叫做 John Newton.
Right? John Newton used to be a man who was involved in slavery, the slave trade.
这个 John Newton 在历史上，他曾经呢，他是在这个奴在奴隶这个生意里面。
So he used to, right? In other words, right, import, okay?People from Africa, all the black people into the UK.
所以这个人呢，就是他曾经有涉及过从非洲把人进来，然后作为奴隶。
He treated it as a business.
他觉得这是他的生意啊。
Human beings
是人的生意啊。
Made in the image of God
是这个人是神的。
And yet he treated these people like animals.
但是呢，他对待人像对待一个动物一样。
You know, they only serve one purpose.
他们只有一个目的。
And that they are all servants of the white people.
这些黑人所以是所有白人的仆人。
All right. So he did not care about human lives.
所以他当时他不关心这些人的 lives.
He only cared about his own interests.
他只是关心自己所兴趣。
And yet, when God touches life,
当时那一天，当神触摸他的
生命，he knew he was not clean.
他知道自己是罪人。
He had blood on his hands.
他的手上有人的血。
When he encountered Jesus,
当他遇到耶稣基督。
When he encountered the forgiveness of his sins through Jesus,
当他遇到耶稣基督的一个宽恕。
His life was completely changed.
他的生命完全的改变了。
You know, even today in many churches,
就算现在你去很多的教堂。
We still sing a song called Amazing Grace.
我们还在唱一首歌，叫做《伟大的恩典》。
Amazing grace，
奇异的恩典。
You know, he is the one who actually, right, composed this song.
你知道吗 ？John Newton 就是那个人所写的这首歌。
It's because he encountered Jesus.
因为他遇见了神。
He encountered God's forgiveness.
他遇到了神的宽恕。
That song to describe how he was.
这个诗歌告诉我们以前我们是如何的。
And then it describes how amazing God's grace is.
但后面又讲述了神奇妙的恩典是如何的。
You know, this is why we need to encounter God ourselves.
这是为什么我们每个人都应该个人的经历神的恩
典。You know, should you come to the prayer meeting on Saturday?
所以呢，星期六你可以参加这个祷告聚会。
We only have one purpose.
我们只有一个目的。
Not only we worship God.
不仅我们在一起赞美敬拜，
but we must come before him and to encounter his presence.
我们每个人要在他的面前，你个人的要进入他的同在，跟他相遇。
That is to be genuine with God.
就是跟对神是完全真实的对待他。
To be true to him.
真实的对待他。
To respect him and to revere him.
去尊敬他，去真的是尊崇他。
He is your God.
他是你的神。
He is the one who is able to deliver you.
是他这个神，他可以让你释放。
Amen. So we encounter when we encounter His presence.
当我们来遇到他的同在的时候
，our thinking is changed.
我们的思想改变
，our feelings are changed.
我们的感觉改变
，you know everything changes.
所有的东西都改变
It's like you are now in heaven.
就好像你已经在了天堂当中。
Nothing else matters anymore.
剩下你想的东西都不重要了。
You know it empowers us.
它给你能力。
So that we can continue to move forward.
我们可以继续在生命中长跑。
Amen. So we need each one of us.
所以我们每个人都彼此相需要对方。
To come before God ourselves.
到神的面前。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we want to thank you.
天父啊，我们想感谢你。
For your wonderful gift of life.
感谢你给我与我们往奇妙的生命。
Even when we messed it up.
就算我们搞得很糟。
You Lord came to us.
但是你到我们的生命当中
and you pay the full price for our sins.
你为我们的罪付上完全的代价。
And we truly are thankful to you, Lord Jesus.
我们真实的感谢你。
Lord, you suffer on our behalf.
主啊，你代替了我们所承受的所有的罪的代价。
You were punished.
你被惩罚。
You were put to shame.
你被耻辱。
You were mocked.
你被嘲笑。
The one that should have been put to shame.
为了我们其实应该上面被嘲笑。
Is us. You have done nothing wrong.
你没有做任何的错。
You did not commit any sin.
你没有犯过任何的罪。
And yet, Lord, you took all the abuses.
但是主啊，你把所有的这些代价。
And you were punished.
你被惩罚。
So we thank you, Lord.
主的感谢。
Now we understand.
现在我们知道了。
You took on the punishment on our behalf.
你是站在我们被我们的位置被承受。
And dear Lord Jesus,
亲爱的耶稣基督。
Lord, we want to thank you.
我们要感谢。
For all that you've done.
为我们所做的所有的一切。
Holy Spirit,
圣灵啊。
Lord, I ask you.
我们请求你。
Lord, to help us.
来帮助我们
to be grateful and to be thankful.
让我们真的是感激的心。
Or to be able to see.
让我们能够看见。
Or all the things that we have ever done.
我们所曾经做的事情。
Because of Jesus.
因为耶稣基督。
They are all completely cancelled.
就被完全的被撤销了。
Your blood has wiped us clean.
你的宝血已经把我们洗净。
Lord, we are forever grateful.
我们真的是非常十分的感激。
Help us, Lord, to look to you.
让我们能够定睛在你身上。
And not to anything else.
而不是其他的东西。
Lord, I pray for my dear brothers and sisters here.
主要我为我们的亲爱的弟兄姊妹祷告。
The Holy Spirit,
圣灵啊，
may you fill them every day.
每一天你充满他们。
Impart wisdom to them.
给他们智慧。
Impart understanding to them.
他们明白
and Lord, may they delight in you.
让他们因着你而开心喜乐。
In the name of Jesus,
耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, as we worship the Lord,
在我们敬拜的时候
I just like to invite anyone here,
想在这里做一个邀请所有人
to open your heart to Him,
打开你的心
and for those of you, if you areIn need of prayer,
如果你有需要东西需要祷告
you know, you might have a physical condition,
可能你有身体上的需求
or you might have an emotional condition,
或者你有感情上的需求
you need God's help,
你需要神的帮助
what I ask you to do is,
我想让你做的是
while we're worshiping the Lord,
当我们在敬拜当中的时候
you open your heart to Him,
打开你的心
And if you want, you can come forward and we will pray for you as well.
如果你想的话到前面来我们为你祷告。
Okay, so let's stand.
让我们来站立。
We worship the Lord together.
让我们来敬拜。
Hallelujah.
我来到你面前。主席向你呈现耶稣。是如此